Hello, Boo Buddies. I'm back. We're back home at last. And Ruth is upstairs asleep in bed now. It's about 11:30 at night on the day after he was born. So he's now officially a day and an hour old, slightly more than. 1 day, 1 hour and 20 minutes old. And I decided to try and give Ruth as much of the night off as possible tonight because she got almost no sleep at all last night. She didn't get up to the ward until about 2 o'clock, as you know. And of course, David was a bit unsettled, so she spent a lot of the night cuddling him and walking him around, and, you know, feeding him. And so she really didn't get much sleep at all last night. So she was absolutely shattered this morning. So I'm doing as many feeds as I can in late into the night, and just so I'll go to bed, I don't know, 2 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock maybe, and we'll see how long he sleeps, and hopefully he'll give her until sometime, I don't know, maybe six-ish would be nice, wouldn't it? So that's the plan anyway. We've had a couple of people have asked about the name Denison. Which is unsurprising, because it is a slightly unusual name. The middle names were chosen for people in our families that we wanted to remember. The Keith is not too surprising. That's the name of my dad, who, if you've been listening a long while, will know, died in 2005. We all miss him terribly, so my sister put Arnold as one of the middle names, because that's obviously our surname, and I'm using my dad's first name as well, David's middle name, so that's Keith. Dennis is the name of Ruth's granddad on her mother's side, who's another interesting chap and somebody we wanted to remember, because he was a colonel in the army. And he fought under Montgomery, a very interesting chap, you know, lots of interesting stories about things he did and, you know, just the kind of man he was. And so without going into that too much, Dennis was a chap we wanted to remember. But Ruth wasn't entirely happy with the name Dennis. She says she can't hear the name Dennis without hearing the Monty Python, "Oh, Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here," which is... place that quote if you can find it. So anyway, it's a Monty Python quote, and so she couldn't face calling putting Dennis in as a middle name. So she looked for some alternatives. And there is a history of this in Ruth's family. Actually, Ruth's middle name is Marie, which was given to her in memory of her grandmother, whose name was Mariah. So there is a Walker family tradition of remembering people by choosing a name that is sort of a derivative of or similar to the name that that you're trying to remember. And in fact, in Catherine's case, Catherine's Catherine Mary Joyce, and Mary is carrying on that Mariah, Marie, Mary name in Catherine's name. So we're doing the same sort of thing, but we're doing it for Dennis, and we chose what I think has a little bit of class to it. You may disagree, that's fine. Denison, just a little bit strange, just a little bit unusual. Middle name, I don't think, is likely to cause much in the way of teasing. I've had two middle names my whole life, the only thing I was ever worried about with the middle names was the fact that one of my middle names is William. And I always thought at school it was possible somebody might try to tease me by calling me Willie. But frankly, nobody ever did. So, you know, that was just never a problem. And I was never teased for having two middle names. I've always thought it was a nice, special little thing. And I've always enjoyed knowing who Colin and William were, which are my two middle names. And I think it's one of the nice ways of passing on that little bit of family history with a name, telling your children a little bit about who they are, where they came from, you know, a bit about who their progenitors were. So that's where Denison comes from. So anyway, it's as I say, it's about 11:30. I'm going to stay up as late as I can and keep this little one fed, and hopefully Ruth will get as much sleep as she possibly can. So I will check back in with you soon. Thank you for listening. Bye bye, Boo Buddies.